idea that we wanted to put forward here this evening is the development of Bitochen and the power that it has to effectuate everything from refuas to yeshuas to parnosa to whatever the problem may be. And it's something that on our level, it's within our reach to a certain extent, not to the level of the, you know, the greats of previous generations, but to a certain level it is within our reach, and we have to work to try to achieve it. One thing that comes as a chiddush to people, and it's based on that that I want this to be a refuah shlema for my wife, that's Gittel Basetel, and for Rabbi Hamster, that's Yosef Chaim ben Miriam, is that Bitochen helps for other people. Some people think it's something, it's a personal thing, you know. David HaMelech said, "Vani b'chastecho b'tachti yogei libi b'shu asecho." So it's his personal trust in Hashem's chesed that inspires him to be confident and rejoicing in the Yeshua even before it comes. So one might think that, you know, that's a limitation, but what might be talking going to help for somebody else? L'choira is a very poshut araya. Besides the fact that anything, I mean, the l'shoinus that they all use, the moshul, the me'iris l'shon is Haboiteach b'Hashem ein toicheles shaloi nichzavo. One who puts his trust in Hashem, his hope that he's hoping for will never be disappointed. There's no qualification. I have to be hoping for myself. It's the concept that bitochon is not disappointed. But besides that, but there's a Porsche Taraya from Maisim Uchol Yoim. We say Tilim for people. That we do. Everybody's doing that for Deirei Deiros. Most of what we say doesn't have an ounce of request in it. There's no tefillah. It's chizuk and bitochen, right? Yachel Yisrael el Hashem, nafshi el Hashem, mishemrim laboiker, shemrim laboiker. Eso eina el hor meyayin yovu yezir. Ezrim im Hashem oisei shamayim boritz. There's maybe in between a few psukim that have some request to them, but the bulk of it is just, you know, and many of the kapitel have zero request. So it's clear that what it is it's a inspiration to be tochen. Yet we do it for other people as well. So it's bullshit that that's the concept. And the hope is that that the any strength that we can develop in bitochen can be a schus for others as well as for ourselves. Fine. The question is, how do you get there? That's really the, you know, if you tell a person, yeah, if you have bitochen, you can get whatever you want. Let me know, you know, where is it? How much does it cost? I'll be ready to pay anything. It's worth it. Right? I'll just have bitochen for more, and I'll be ahead of the game. And then you give him the second benefit, which is the other classic benefit, is menuchas hanefesh. I got nothing to worry about. It's in good hands. It's in the hands of the Rabbeinu Shalom, who's capable of doing anything and everything. And he performs. It doesn't disappoint people who have that sense of bitochen. In Mela, he's I got menuchas hanefesh, get what I want, peace of mind in the process. What more can anyone ask for? So it's definitely the motivation is high. I find today that this concept of bitochen is not only super attractive to from people who can, at least they have the amunah to base it on. They have something, you know, to work with. But I find that even non-from people would say they don't believe in anything, because the bitochen provides the motivation and the benefit to have amunah. Everything that we do in this world, that we do or we don't do, is push it because I want a benefit. If I don't believe in something, it's because I don't think it's going to be for my good. The minute I realize it's going to be for my good, I'm going to believe in it. Of course, emunah, these people don't think it's for their good, because it means burdens. It means responsibilities. It means problems. It means, pain and suffering, they would say. So, memela, Why should I? You mean if I believe, and then if I can internalize that belief into an emotional sense of reliance on Hashem, wow, that I have an opportunity to get things that I'm looking for, and I can be at peace of mind in the process, count me in. Everybody is interested in that. That's, you know, everybody wants that. So it's a very big motivation. Anyway, so how do we develop it? That's really the issue. And I think that it's a process. It's a process. Probably the best formula for growth in that is what the Reb Avraham ben Arambam lists as the different stages of Bitochen. Because the stages are incremental. This one and the next one, it's a little bit harder. But, you know, if I go from step to step, I can eventually get there. It's much harder to jump up, you know, a flight of steps. So he doesn't even mention this one, but this is the first one, but it's Chazon Ish mentions this, and that is the first step is a person has to know that after Emunah, that means after he believes that Hashem is there, and he's the all-powerful one in this world, and his attributes of chesed and involvement and everything, and, you know. So I know there is a Borei Olam, and I know he's actively involved in the world, and I know his chesed and his hatova and his track record. But there is one thing. Sometimes a person can think that there are things that happen that are not of interest, involvement, care, concern, or some might even think beyond his, he doesn't get involved in that. And that concept, which the Chazon Ish, I think, calls Ein Mikra Lefonov, is extremely important. There's no accidents. Everything is in his control. Now, that can bring a certain measure of Menuchas HaNefesh. When you take the word accident out of vocabulary, it brings a certain peace of mind. Because I know that there's someone in charge, and there's someone in control, and I happen to know that he created the world only to do chesed, and this is what he's all about, and, you know, and even though there are things I don't understand in this world, we're not going to forget about that, that's true. On the other hand, knowing this and knowing that there's no accidents is a certain level of, you know, if we could be accident-free, it's also something. But that's only the beginning. The next level, which is what the Reb Avraham ben Arambam talks about, is what he calls kivui. And there seem to be four languages in Lashon Kodesh that refer to this hope. He calls kivui, there's psukim of kavei el Hashem, there's tzipui, there's awaiting Hashem's, Yeshua. There's yichul, it's also a form of awaiting. And there's what's the fourth one? Tzipui, kivui, yichul, and I always forget one of the four. And chikui. Achakeloi, kavei el Hashem, yachel Yisrael el Hashem, and kidishuoscha, umetzapim lishua. So these are the four different languages that have to do with different versions of hope. And he points out, he says that hope is like the first step. Hope means that I'm not sure what's going to be. I don't know 100%, but I'm not giving up hope. I refuse to give up hope. I won't be meyayish. I'm hoping, I'm awaiting, I'm all these different, I guess, tzipui, chikui, yichul, and kivui are all forms of awaiting for it to happen. And no matter what happens, I'm still awaiting. What do you mean? Don't you see the writing on the wall? No, there's no writing on the wall. but it's the end. Afilu cherev chod munach al savor shel odom al yimna atzmei min harachamim. And this one lotion is al yisyayish. There's another lotion al yimne. It's almost like you're withholding it from yourself by denying its existence. So no matter what, no. What do you mean? Hayad Hashem tiktzor. Ein matzol Hashem eloishia. Nothing prevents Hashem from doing anything. And it just so happens that, generally speaking, Yeshua Hashem is kerevayin. And that is, by the way, forgive me, his M.O., the way he operates. Why? Very poshut. I once had a bookkeeper that I put a sign in her office. She wasn't a religious woman, but I put a sign on the wall, the Yeshua Hashem Kerafayim. I explained to her what it meant. So after a couple of months, she said to me, she says, you know, I get it, I see it, but I have a question. Why is he always blinking the last minute? It's always the day of the payroll that she sees, you know, this, why? So I said, very posh. I said, if he were to blink early, you wouldn't realize that he's blinking. Ooh, we got money in the bank. We have good balabatim. We have good fundraisers. We have good pay. We got nothing. It's the last minute, that blink. It's very clear that he's blinking. So Yeshua Hashem Kerafayim. So that's even the way he operates, because then we recognize that it's him and we gain. And one thing is very critical in life. Hashem has created and developed and maintains all kinds of systems and opportunities for us not to forget that he's in charge. For example, very interesting, not directly related to this, but it says, "B'chol yom v'yoyim yitzvar shalodem iskabro lov, v'ilmolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisra eino yocholoi." Every day the Yetzer overpowers. He wins. If not for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us, we would never be able to stand up against him. Even in the thing that he gave over to our domain, which is Bechira Chofshis, even there he has to remind. He says, you know something? You can't do it without me. You can't do it without me. He is winning, and the only way you win the Melchemes HaYetzer is Zilmoli HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. So that's the idea. So anyway, so this Kivui is a system, no matter what, no matter how difficult, no matter how challenging, we never lose hope. I have a book in the house I used to have. I don't know where it is. Despair is not a Jewish word. So we don't have such a concept. We don't despair. There's always hope. Okay, but now, hope, and hope brings a certain level of menuchas hanefesh. No question about it, because if I don't lose hope, you know, when I lose hope, that's when I give up, I throw in the towel, and I'm all overwhelmed about how terrible things are, and it's all over. What do I do? When I'm still having hope, so it maintains a certain level of menuchas hanefesh, but it's not total menuchas hanefesh. And I'm hoping, but when is it going to be? You know, at a certain point, some people give up hope. In fact, I think that's really the problem. There's a point where people throw in the towel, and at that point, they just, you know, most often, that's right before the Yeshua happens. It's a very common thing. I get so frustrated and so, and it's not, I kept hoping and hoping and hoping. And well, the way many people, what? Well, no, you don't know. You don't know. I don't. You don't know. But I'm just saying it. Yeah, but sometimes you find people gave up, and then they see, you know, medically they gave up, and then right after that they found that they discovered something, or they. I mean, you hear stories like this. You're right. It's hard to know. But that's the. But I mean, you can't blame people. You know, after a while they just. On the other hand, just we can't give up. We can't. We don't. That's it. But so it creates a certain level of menuchas hanefesh. It seems that it's a schus in and of itself, because the pasuk says in the many things. First of all, the Meiri that I quoted before, it says habutech b'Hashem. It's a form of bitochen. Ein toicheles shaloi nichsevo. Toicheles is his hope, right? Not his vadai, not his fishur, just his hope. So you see, even there, that the hope itself is something that's a koyach, not to be disappointed. But let's say that that's not whatever. Let's leave that for a moment. But there's a fairish posuk. The posuk says, "Rabbi machovim l'roshu, v'abotech b'Hashem chesed yisoy v'avenu." That's not the pasuk I wanted. I'm sorry. Hine ein Hashem yireyov lam yachalim lachastoy. So the Chofetz Chaim says the ein Hashem looks favorably on yireyov, and also to the miyachalim lachastoy. So there's two different groups, to the yireyov and to the miyachalim lachastoy. He looks to both. So the miyachalim lachastoy is the pshat. They says even though they're not yireyov. And there, so it says, Hashem, it says, La'atzimu v'snafshom l'chayosom barov, he saves him from death, and he sustains him in hunger. And who are these people? Not the boitchim b'chastoy, the miyachalim l'chastoy, the loshen yichul. So again, the hopers also have a schus that Hashem listens to them and grants them. So there is a big koyach there, but it's not on the same level as a higher level. So let's move to the next level. The Rabbi from Ben Ram is the next level. He calls Bikush. Not only am I hoping and refuse to give up hope, but I'm actively involved in the process through turning to Hashem and beseeching Him. I'm asking Him. I'm begging Him. I'm engaged in not only this hope that I'm hoping. I refuse to lose hope. If I'm asking already, it takes it to another level because I'm not just passively hoping, I'm actively demanding. That gives a little bit more menuchas hanefesh maybe because I know the address, I know where to go, I can do something about it. I'm not just sitting back and waiting and hoping. And also, it's an additional schus because not only are you hoping, I mean, the guy who gave up hope and is doing bikush is not really doing anything. Because that's, if you don't believe it, if I have no hope that it can happen, then I'm not really asking. You know, it's a charade. So I have hope, and I'm begging, I'm beseeching. So that's also another level of connection to Hashem. And by the way, all of these things are really the Meshech Chochma says that the source for the obligation to have bitochen in Hashem is the Uboy Sidbuk. That the Torah says you have to connect to Hashem. The ultimate connection is all these levels. I refuse to give up hope. I'm beseeching Him. I'm begging Him. I'm practically demanding of Him. I don't stop nudging Him. You know, that's also a form. It's a connection. I'm very connected. I'm hoping, and I'm engaged in negotiations with Him, so to speak. Then he says the next level, he says, is what we call, commonly called bitochen. Bitochen is another level. Bitochen is a level that says, I'm confident, I trust. Not only am I hopeful, not only am I begging, beseeching, negotiating with Hashem, but I'm reliant. I'm reliant. David HaMelech described it. He says, "Vani b'chastuch b'tachli," and that's very interesting because here he tells us how he got it. I trusted your chesed. I didn't trust that you're going to give me what I'm looking for, but I trust your chesed. I know you're full of chesed. I know the purpose of creation is chesed. I know ki lo'ilam chastoy, everything you do, all infinite chesed. And now I come to you and I say, I'm relying on your chesed. When a person is so intimately and intensely reliant on Hashem's chesed, what happens is internalized. And reliant on the chesed means I just know, I'm confident that you do chesed, you do chesed, you do chesed, that's what you're all about, that's what you're always, what? And therefore, inside, I begin to feel this, I begin to feel, what? Even didn't happen yet. He says that because of that bitochen, my heart is rejoicing. In other words, I'm feeling it now. It started with this. I know you're all about chesed. That's all you do is chesed. That's your thing. That's your name. That's your purpose for your creation. That's everything about what you do. There's nothing else. If there's nothing else, so now I start to say so. I have a problem. Well, what's my attitude towards that problem? Well, it's a serious problem, I don't know. Yeah, but I'm so confident that all you do is chesed, and emotionally it connects. That's what David HaMelech said. I trust in you as the ultimate Baal Chesed, Baal Meitiv, Baal Atova, Oilam Chesed Yibone. That's it. Yoge Libi B'Shuasecho, that sends a message. My heart begins to rejoice. Leman Zeh, Ebenezer, Leman Zeh HaBitochon, because of this Bitochon, my heart is rejoicing. Because I know, I just know you're not going to let me down. I just know, I feel it, because hey, you're all about Chesed, that's all. So the trust starts intellectually from knowledge of Hashem's Chesed, and internalizes emotionally to this feeling that he's just not going to let me down. And David HaMelech continues, Shira Hashem ki gomol olai, after the fact, that Reb Chaim used to say, that he can only say Shira after the fact. Once he delivers, ki gomol olai, now I can express my appreciation. Can't say Shira just based on the Bitochen. But the Bitochen is that feeling that something tells me within that you're going to take care of me, and I'm rejoicing in that. I'm confident in that. And that certainly provides the Menuchas HaNefesh and provides the Yeshua that I need. So that, he says, that's the next level. Now, he does say that this level is very sophisticated. He talks about it almost as if there's something, some prophetic vision that comes from within, that like an avua that I just, but it's, people have it. It happens. I just know he's not going to let me down. I mean, many people, I would say most people have experienced it sometimes, and some people experience it more times than others, but it's a real thought. And that is, you know, much higher, much harder to come by, but because it really isn't rational, because it's from the intellectual, I begin to feel the emotional. But we'll get to there in a minute. Let me just go the fourth level, just for the to be yotze. Okay, the fourth level he lists Rav Avraham ben Harambam is from based on a posuk in Tehillim and the Gemara in Brachos, Chesed u'Mishpat Oshira. David HaMelech said, Al Chesed Oshira, Al Mishpat Oshira. David HaMelech said to me, I have such confidence in your Chesed that whether you'll grant me what I'm looking for or whether you'll absolutely deprive me of it, I'll say the same Shira. I won't say HaTeva HaMeitiv on the good and Dayan HaEmes on the bad as we do, because we're not on that level. That's why the Chazal were masaking it like that. But I'll say HaTeva HaMeitiv on everything. I'll say Halil on everything, because I know everything is Chesed. That's a very, very high level. The Hasidim describe it with this Maisa with Reb Zisha. They came to Reb Zisha to ask him, what does it mean, Smechem B'Yisurim, to rejoice with suffering. And Reb Zisha was poverty-stricken. Clothing were ripped. Looked like a sickly man on the verge of, you know, collapse. And his house was a shambles. And what does it mean to rejoice in suffering? And he looks at them and says, I don't know why you came to me. I never suffered a day in my life. You know? Chesed or Mishpat or Shira, it was the same thing. That's a very, very sophisticated and high level. That's already beyond what most people can achieve. But the first level of a mikra lefonov, that knowing everything is from Hashem, that's within reach for us. Kivui, never to give up hope, that might be within reach for us also. Bikush, which is the third level, which is begging and beseeching Hashem in the context of never giving up hope. And that's something that we can do. And the fourth level is sometimes we can rise to that. The problem with the fourth level really seems to be that it's not rational. Why is it not rational? So the Rishonim say that the problem with Bitochen is that it says, Kol ha-boiteach ma'amin. Everyone who has Bitochen has to believe in Hashem and in His kindness, in His goodness, in His koiches, in His infinite power, that He can do anything and that He's involved, that He cares, all of that. Because if not, who are you trusting? How can you trust? But say, Lav kol ha-mamin boiteach. But not every mamin can have Bitochen. Why? One reason. Shema goram achet. Maybe that achet is causing that he's not zeicha. How can you be sure you're a mamin? You know Hashem is the creator. You know Hashem is in total control. You know Hashem gets involved in this world. And you know Hashem is moli chesed v'rachamim. But he did create the world with mishpot. Shema goram hachet. Maybe my sin that I have sinned will not allow this to happen. So the concept of being sure that something is going to work out is somewhat irrational. Okay? So I'd like to address that, first of all, with a comment from the Leshem. Leshem was the last of the big Mekubolim. The Chofetz Chaim used to say about him, get close to him in this world, because in the next world we're not going to be able to get near where he is. You know, this was Rav Eliashiv's grandfather. So he writes as follows. He says, it's well known, Yira Shemayim is the greatest. Yira Shet is tremendous. Maila. V'nerma b'mishle. Ashrei odom mefachei tomid. And a person is supposed to be mefachei tomid, but that's Gemara says about the rhetoricsiv. Im kol ze, hine ikro hu rak lishmor es atzmo shalovi dechet. What does it mean, mefachei tomid? To guard yourself not to come to do a sin. Avalios yore shemo yigro machet. To be afraid that maybe the sin is going to interfere with my getting what I want. Einoi klal hu b'mailes hatzadikim. That's not mailes hatzadikim, not at all. K'mo shekosef tehillim, mishmo ro lo yiro, nochon libo batuach b'Hashem. The posuk says, I'm not afraid of a shmo ro. I don't have to worry about any shmo ro. Why? Nochon libo batuach b'Hashem. Because his heart is focused on the batuach b'Hashem. Doesn't worry about it. Ki al yedei shelibo nocho batuach b'Hashem, al yedei zeh somuch libo lo yiro. So this is a very important distinction. Yiras chet is a very important thing. That's koidem ha-maisa. La'achar ha-maisa, to be afraid, shemagorem ha-chet, and therefore I'm not going to get what I want, that is not a ma'ilas ha-tzadikim. It doesn't say that it's an aveira, but it's certainly not something... Not something to strive for, what?
Everything they're teaching is kafira.
What's that?
The scale, this and that, you can be punished and all that.
No, no, that's, no. Wait, so what do you mean? No. So wait. So that's very good. That's a good question. But wait, but it has to be put in perspective. The fact that Hashem judges the world, that's true. And the fact that we have to address that, that's true. And we have to do tshuva because of that, that's true. And therefore, there's a special time of judgment, and there's a special time of tshuva. That's all true. However, when a person faces a situation in life, okay? So he's facing a situation in life. The avoida at that time is not to be afraid that because of my chatoim that I'm not going to get it. The avoida there is to say, I have bitochen in Hashem. If to put it in a little bit of a different perspective, the truth of the matter is that the gzeiras that were sealed on Yom Kippur are for the next year. So right now during the year, I'm not focusing. There's no judgment going on. The judgment was done. There are things that can invoke an interim judgment. That's a different discussion. But basically, there's no judgment going on. The judgment was decided on Yom Kippur, Miyichya, Miyomus, signed, sealed, everything. So now, what am I supposed to think? So I could say, oh, I should be worried that maybe that which I sinned, the sins for this year, that bechlal, that's on next year's cheshbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, generally speaking, I don't know everything, but... What? Well, no, we want to get rid of them. We want to get rid of them.
You could do tshuva all year.
The judgment is Yom Kippur. That's a very good question. What? So that's it. So that's what I said. Except those are the exceptions. The exceptions are there are things that can be invoke an interim judgment, like going in a mokum sakona, like ayin hora, like speaking loshon hora and the sotan can be makatrig. There are things, and for those things, it's especially smart to do tshuva. Because if you did tshuva, so the sotan comes. Let's say I said slachlona. By the way, Agav, the Orach HaTzadikim says that we really shouldn't say slachlono unless we feel first some charota for our mistakes. Because without charota, please forgive me. You don't regret it. So it's just a joke. You know, we don't want to make a charade out of it. So, but if a person taka feels, hey, I feel bad and I don't want to do this, and I ask Hashem to forgive, so then I could have removed that. And memela, if there is an interim judgment, I will be better taken care of. So you're right about that. a pashtus, a person, as he's focusing, what is the avoida? This is what he's saying. What is the avoida? I have a situation in life that faces me, right? There's a crisis, there's an illness, there's a parnosa, there's another issue, whatever the issue may be, and it faces me, and it's of serious concern to me. What do I do? So one might think, oh, I should start to think about all the chatoim, and they can interfere. No, you want to do tshuva? You should. That's always good. If you do tshuva, you certainly will help yourself. Tshuva tefilu tztokam avirna surah hagzeira, which means that you can uproot the gzeira from Yom Kippur through tshuva tefilu and tztokam. That's true. But in terms of the feeling of pachad now, oyvei, my head is going to interfere. No, adarabba. At this moment, what you're supposed to feel is Hashem's chesed. Hashem will do. He won't disappoint the Baal Bitochan. I'm going to try to rise to that level of yoge libi bishua secho, so that I should be able to achieve what I want, and not to let myself worry. Mishmoro lo yiro nochal libo b'tuach b'Hashem. If I'm nochal libo b'tuach b'Hashem, I don't have to be afraid. Mishmoro. That's okay. But now, so if that's the case, But Amaisa, how do I get there? What do I do? How do I get there? I wanna be on that level. I wanna reach that level. I wanna have that bitochen. I don't wanna be afraid Shem Gor Machet. Oh, but the Maisa, that's what I'm afraid of. If I thought that I was worthy for all the things that I want to get, I wouldn't worry about it. I trust Hashem. If I deserve everything, we get what we deserve. That's the problem. That's not the solution. That's the problem. We get what we deserve. I don't want what I deserve. I want more. So if I don't deserve it, so then of course I should think rationally, Shemagor Machet, maybe I don't deserve it. How can I trust that he's going to give it to me? Maybe I don't deserve it. So yes, it's not a Milas HaTzadikim. Yes, it would be recommended to remove that fear. Oh, but how do you do it?
You don't get more than we deserve.
What?
We get more than we deserve.
Good, you're right. No, we get more than we deserve. But I want even more than that.
No, that's what allows you for the Bitachon. But it's not
yeah, yeah, but yeah, but you're right. But on the other hand, there is still a mishpat in the world, and I'm afraid that allows that it could be. But I don't know when yes and when no. I can't be sure because there is mishpat. I don't know what the result of the mishpat is, so I can't be sure. So how could I be sure? So I want to suggest a chap, mamish, like a chiddush that I think can be very helpful, and. I wrote about it once. It's in this book, but I think it's very, very helpful. And that is, we pointed out that hope is also an assurance of achieving. The pasuk says, "Hine ein Hashem el yireov lam yachalim lachastoy." The Chofetz Chaim puts that comma there and says, it doesn't say yireov hamiyachalim, but it says Hashem looks favorably on the yirei Hashem. And he looks favorably on the miyachalim lachastoy. Those that are miyachal, and we pointed out before, that yichul is a form of hope. Yichul doesn't mean for sure. Tzipui, yichul, chikui, and kivui are all forms, l'shoinus, of hope. I'm awaiting, I'm looking forward, I'm counting, but it's not for sure. So that's what the Ben Rambam says. So I say like this, work on the kivui, don't lose hope, and that will be a schus that we could get what we want. Now, not only do I have the emotion that has been generated from the knowledge that Hashem is all about chesed, and therefore emotionally I feel, oh, I just feel he's going to do it for me. I have a rational reason to believe so, because I refuse to give up hope. I have a schus now to get what I want. The schus yachel ein hashem leiv la miyachalim lachasto lahatzel b'mov esnafshel b'lchayus amorov a miyachal lachasto has generated a schus to get what he wants just because he's miyachal lachasto. What? Why? Oh, no, but it's a different schus. It's a different schus. I in the schus of Yom Kippur, in the schus of Mishpat, I don't know. I have no idea. I really don't know whether I deserve it or not. But now I have a schus of an entitlement. It's like a pass. It's like if you have this pass says, you know, how do you call it? Go to the head of the class. Don't, you know, go straight to whatever it is. You go straight, come in, here's my pass. Now, the pass is bitochen, but there's an easier pass which can elevate me to the ultimate pass of bitochen. Because if the problem was maybe I don't deserve it, if there's a means to get it, even though in the sachakoil of the judgment I didn't deserve it, then that means to get it can provide me with the confidence that I'm going to get it. Any place that there's a, the trick in bitochen is like this. When I have to do it on my own, I'm always afraid shem agor amachet. If I have a haftocha, it's a different story. I want to talk a little bit later about the haftocha of the Yud Gimel Midos. That's another form of haftocha that we have. But leave that for the moment. But here there's haftocha. It's the Meiri, we quoted the Lashon Meiri, Habiteach Bashem Ein Toicheles Shaloi Nichzevo. It seems like the hope won't be disappointed. Hope is a koyach. The Posuk says, Ein Hashem Adirev Lam Yachalim Lachastev. The Chofetz Chaim says, and the Radak also is mashma like that. Lam Yachalim Lachastev is a separate category. Those that are meyachel, that await, that refuse to give up hope, that refuse to be meyayish, that keep that hope burning because Yeshua Hashem keref ayin, the Yeshua can come the last moment in a split second. Afilu cherev chodamunach al savor she'odom al yayish bin arachamim. Even if there's a sharp sword cracking down, don't give up. If that's the case, if that's what I'm holding, wow, then I have a whole different story. Then I'm in a matzav where I say, I refuse to give up hope. You know, I read in Tilim, I heard that that's a schus to entitle me to get what I want and what I need. Now that plays together with the feeling and the appreciation of Hashem's chesed. Not only do I know Hashem's chesed, but I can internalize it into a bitochen because I have a letter of entitlement. That's what it is. I have a letter of entitlement. The letter of entitlement says to those who refuse to give up hope, who are miyachal lechastoy, they too will be able to achieve. So now I have a rational basis to achieve that which emotionally I'm strengthening myself to achieve. What? It's a loophole. Yeah, that's right. The judge, there's a loophole. There's many loopholes. There are other loopholes too, by the way. We should really take advantage of all of them because you never know which one works more under what circumstances. Another loophole. The Gemara says there's a few loopholes. I mean, there's many loopholes. Stoka tassel mimovis. How does that work? That's a loophole. What do you mean? What is stoka tassel mimovis? There says, if there was no gzeira for movis, so what are you worried about? Nothing to be afraid of, right? That's what Yaakov Avinu says. Ubabayis loyikrenu also depends what the gzeira was. There it says, asot mekatrik b'shasa sakona. When they wanted to take Binyamin, so he said, pen yikrenu also. So Rashi asks, Yaakov said, maybe something will happen to him. So Rashi asks, ubabayis loyikrenu also. If he's supposed to die, he'll die. What are you worried about the derech? Mikan shasot mekatrik b'shasa sakona. Because he's going to Derech as a Shasa Sakona. So that too, what it means is that's a Kitrug. In other words, even though there was a Gzeira, and the Gzeira I could have survived, but there's a Kitrug. And also, by the way, from the Orach Chaim, I say that's the Pshat, and a Baal Bechira also has the ability to create to invoke an interim din. The Orach Chaim says there that Yosef wanted to put him in the boer with the animals rather than to have a Baal Bechira. Because a Baal Bechira could have hurt him. A Baal Bechira could hurt him. What's the pshat a Baal Bechira could hurt him? Baal Bechira can't hurt him if it's not supposed to. The Torah says Baal Bechira, the guy, the Baal Bechira who takes the gun, he creates ke'ena mokum sakona, and then there could be an interim judgment, and that can make the difference. Okay, whatever. But there are different situations like that. One of the things that is very, very effective in that is the Gemara. It's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Oh, it's stuck. I'm sorry. Thank you. He's familiar with my lapses. Anyway, you hear? By Tzedakah, so Tzedakah Tassim Movis, what's the Pshat? So I think the Pshat is like this. The Goyin says, yeah, that Tzedakah means giving beyond what we deserve. When we give Tzedakah, it seems, we're mechuyif to give Tzedakah. to the individual, it doesn't mean he deserves that money from me. It could be I can give it to someone else. Let's say I have X amount of dollars to give, okay? And there's many different aniyim. So the one I give it to is not, I'm not mechuyev to him. I'm maybe mechuyev to give, but I'm not mechuyev to him. So he says the concept of tzedakah means giving beyond what we're mechuyev. He says when Hashem does tzedakah, you see it, we see it in Bohu Racham, it's repeated a few times. Yodanu something ke'ein bono ma'asim, tzedakah se'imonu. I mean, it's repeated a few times. Ein bono ma'asim, we don't have the schusim, but do it tzedakah, in other words, more than the schus. Okay? That's the case. So mita keneged mita. I'm giving tzedakah, which is a midah of giving beyond or to someone that I don't even have to give, right? I could give to someone else. I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm doing tzedakah, you do tzedakah with me. That's tzedakah tasavim mo'ez, because I now have a schuz that midah keneged midah, he'll be able to do it. So many things like that.
What?
No, because the tzedakah, no, because it's the midah keneged midah. No, the midah keneged midah is good, Sasha, and we'll do chesed with you. That's true. But the midah keneged midah here is the midah keneged midah is that I am giving beyond what you deserve. So even though I may have deserved my chiyah, may have been moves, but tzedakah tatzil, because of the fact that I now have a schus, midah keneged midah, to give beyond, to get beyond what I deserve. What? Well, maybe if it's beyond what the person deserves, that yeah, maybe I don't know, could be. But that idea, that's the same thing. So anyway, the same thing the Gemara says about it says a ma'isa with two amaroyim. I always forget the names. One got deathly ill. The other one went up to see him, and he ordered the tachrich, and he said it's all over. Fine. A few weeks later, he meets him in the shuk. What happened? He says, "I was already. I don't know exactly what that means, but I was already." You know, like they say, shenenta vivaita. I was already up there. But I'm a mavral midosef. And they paskin, call a mavral midosef, maviral al kopshov. So even though I was deserving of all that, they couldn't do it to me because they had to be mavir. Just like I'm mavir, I'm tolerant of people and I don't get makbin on them. So there are mida connected mida which can interfere. There are many different things of interference. But this seems to be one of those things too, that if I have the ability to find that refusal to give up hope. So then that creates a pass beyond the din. That's, oh, you refuse to give up hope? Okay, then you have a schus to be mahapich the din in your favor. That can add to the emotional sense of yoge libi b'shuasecho, and a person now could reach through that this sense of confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will in fact help us. So that's I just want to, we have to conclude. I just want to read one thing because many people try to say differently, and I just would like to read this to you because the Leshem is a big man de Omar. Like I mentioned before, the Chofetz Chaim used to say about him that get close to him in this world because in the next world you're not going to be able to get any place near him. He says like this, V'ein lahar al kama kedoshim irishonim irishonim shesovlu kama tzorois v'rois. You talk about bitochon. You talk about the ability to achieve that with which I'm confident in. So he says, what happened to so many tzaddikim suffered? The Goyin asks the same question, by the way, and also answers that it's everything depends on the level of bitochon. But listen to what he says. But he explains a little better. How come there were so many great people? They could have used the midas habitochon. They could have been healed from all their sickness. They could have been saved from all their sorrows. They could have been. They would never have had parnosa problems. They would never have had attacks and pogroms and who knows and whatever they had. So he says like this: Achda ki midas midacher soisavem. They could have done that. No question about it. In fact, you find by the Haruge Malchus. What did they say? What? Yeah, first he says, give us 3 days. I'm going upstairs to ask if it was a gzeira or not. Which means what? They could have done something about it. The only thing is, if it was a gzeira, they were makabel. He says, kiblo aleichem, aleichem es hadin, and they were makabel. That's what they could have done. Anyway, yeah, they could have done with their bitochen, with this. I don't know what they could have done. Who knows? With Shema Mefer, I don't know what they had. What? Maybe that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Ki mehem shekiblu, ki mehem shekiblu es hayisurim be'avo. Haderech Rabbi Akiva. Kol yom ha'yo yisi mitzitar, mosa yovo zel li'odi ve'kaimenu. Like Rabbi Akiva, he waited to be able to die on Kiddush Hashem. V'chein ma'shekosuv achai v'reyo bo. I don't know what that is. Mehem asher lo yiro urotsu lahatriach al koinom. What this means exactly, maybe this is a little, they didn't want to be Matriach Hashem to do special nisim for them. I guess they, some say that, some others say that they want
to survive.
What?
To survive.
Christ, listen, I tell you,
we shouldn't pass.
No, we can't deal with it. They know how to decide these things. Anyway, Vishtam Shubamidas Bimidas Mesiras Nefesh. They turn that around and say, listen, I'm Moisa Nefesh. Moisa Nefesh meaning not I'm giving my life, I'm turning my Nefesh over to Hashem. Hashem, you do as you see fit. I don't want to get involved. Yes, I would have the ability to change it. My bitochen, that's what he's saying, clearly. My bitochen would have the ability to change it. But I don't want to get involved. I have such a trust in you. It's like a higher level of trust. It's really like the Rebbe Avraham ben Arambam said, Chesed u'mishpat oshiro, that we mentioned before. That to me, it's the same thing. I trust you, Memela. I leave it up to you. V'chein hinei yesh boze od inyan ne'elam, ki lefomim kasher hu birtsoyno yisborach shmoy lohovi hagzeiro bedafka, al pikav shed rachmono, according to his secret ways, oz mesalik es abchir. Oh, then he says there's one more thing. He says, if, sometimes he says, that they can't have bitochen. Why? Because if Hashem, al pikav shed rachmona, his secrets, Hashem machshavto hane'alomo, which are in his machshavos, which are hidden, we don't know what those things are all about. Oz mesalek es habchiro umatil moirach bilvohem ad shi efsha lo odom oz lischazek mitzal. Hashem poshet takes away the midas habitochen. They could have it. If you have it, you got it. Sometimes he'll just take it away. If al pi his cheshboinus, in other words, what comes out of this whole thing, avol be'emes ein dover oimed neged habitochen. V'al zeh ne'emar v'tzadikim ki kfir yivtach. Anyway, so there's nothing that can stand neged habitochen. What comes out of this is that the reality is that we have a tremendous power, literally an empowerment to change everything, kimat, everything that happens in creation, except the Bnei Olam reserved only one thing. He reserved one right, and that's to shter the bitochen. If he doesn't want it to happen, but it's meiridik, it comes out that that's the way, that's the only way he can do it. I don't know the only way he can do it, but that's what he says. That's what he does. What's that? No, don't worry about it. He doesn't want to shter too much. What? That should be your worst problem. Very well said. What?
Because if someone's having a hard time having a bitochen, you could think that it's because
yeah, but first, listen, that's after you worked on it, and after you worked so hard, and learned Musur and this, and, you know, a couple of years, then come back and say, maybe he's withholding it from me.
That's
easy way. You know, what? Yeah. First thing we got to, anyway, so Rabbi Yisai, so that's basically the story. So there is such a koyach, it's a real koyach, it's a vibrant koyach, it's a process to get there with the Shemagora Machet, and then from there, from the Ein Mikra Lefonov, and then to the level of hope, and that refusal to give up hope, and then the level of bikush, I add to that strong tefillah and bakosh me Hashem, and I reach eventually some level that I feel confident that it's going to be. And then there's a level even beyond that where it makes no difference to me. Okay, now if we're on that level, one thing is sure, is for sure, they got to be careful not to pretend we're on the level where we're not. Most of the people that I've met in my lifetime don't really feel the same about chesed or mishpat. Really are not as satisfied if Hashem gives them what they want or if Hashem punishes them. Most of us don't want that. If we reach that level, that's something else. But for those who don't, for those of us that are living in the normal plane of things, then we have to look at it as we got to try our best to reach as high a level as possible to be able to achieve. And certainly when it comes to illness and people are sick, it's our chiyuv. And we mentioned at the beginning how our bitochen can help for others. It's our chiyuv to do everything humanly possible to bring about refuas, yeshuas for other people. And let's hope, Es Hashem, that it's going to happen b'korev. All right. What? The what? No, no.
What do you mean?
Never.
I'm telling you.